Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 10-4 show. This week, in episode 14, my team has decided to pull the covers off of a very unknown feature that's coming in Visual Studio 2010 and the .NET Framework 4, and just say, you know what, we love our fan base, we want to give you guys the inside information, give you the first look at something really cool and innovative coming out. And so in this episode, I'm going to show off what's called sentient DSLs. And essentially, we've all heard and seen kind of the trend and the rave around DSLs, domain-specific languages, being able to write applications or pieces of functionality much more succinctly, right, using a language that's much more specific to the problem as opposed to a general-purpose language such as C#. And in .NET 4, with sentient DSLs, essentially, the application just creates itself in that with this DSL that I'll show you, you'll be able to do things like video games, business applications, you can do media, all using a very fluent and intuitive language that just makes sense. And that we've really determined that programming is too hard, people have to memorize stuff, they have to have knowledge and skill, and we say, you know what, forget all that mess. Just come up with what you think makes sense, type it into Visual Studio, and just let it figure out what you want. So today we're going to go ahead and show a few examples. I'm going to create a couple apps from scratch, and then we'll see how we can actually leverage this feature moving forward. All right, so let's go ahead and create some applications using sentient DSLs. Now the first thing I want to point out is that in the intro, I mentioned that you have to use Visual Studio 2010 to write your applications using sentient DSLs. And the cool thing is that that's actually not true, in that when you install VS 2010, you get a plugin for Notepad that makes it that you can write your DSLs purely in Notepad using straight text, and it'll actually compile that code into your application for you. So I'm gonna, for this demo, I'm just gonna say, you know what, let's show the most bare bones scenario, just cut to the, you know, to the core of the problem, and just make it real, real easy for anyone to make the applications they want. So the first thing we're going to go ahead and do is make a text-based video game. And as I mentioned in the intro, right, sentient DSLs are all about coding the way it makes sense to you. And so I have no experience writing text-based games using sentient DSLs, but, you know, I kind of think that this kind of makes sense. You know, I'm going to sit here and write this syntax, video game, and I'm going to scope it with some curly braces. And within there, I'm going to kind of let the compiler and the runtime know what I want this game to be. So the first thing I will do is say, well, the theme of the game should be a text-based adventure. That makes sense. That's kind of what we want. And we'll say the theme variation is role-playing game, because that's what I want. I want to be able to choose my class and do some battles and fights and, you know, be a dwarf and all that good stuff. Now, in terms of players, we wanted there to be one player. In addition to that, let's say, what are some races that you can be? In that sense, this is an RPG, so we'll say you can be human, you can be elf, you can be a dwarf, right? You can be a pixie. And then we'll do a little star just to say, well, why don't you fill in the rest of the races for me? Just pick a few that make sense, because I'm comfortable with letting the runtime do that. And then finally, we'll say the name of this project should be Heroic Adventure. All right, and that seems good to me. And also, we'll say, you know, use different font colors, you know, because I don't want it to just be black and white. You know, let's get some greens up in there. Let's get some reds. Make it just really cool to look at. All right, so we'll hit Control F5, run that. And now, because of the runtime plugin or the compiler plugin with Visual Studio 2010, we should, as we have here, Heroic Adventure generated for us. It even gave us a README document. Here's our executable. So let's run this and see what we just got. So here we have a nice little intro screen. Let's go ahead and hit a key. We'll say create a new hero. And if we go ahead and click to race, you'll notice that just as we specified, human, elf, dwarf, pixie, and then it filled in a few others. Picked up some halfling, everybody loves ogres, so that's cool. So I'll go ahead and do dwarf. Do gender equals male, because anything else would just be weird. Let's say class, and assassin just sounds awesome. And then we'll say keep, right? And now, notice, because I said RPG, and also because I said use different font colors, I've got this really cool little game where I'm just walking through the mountains and the forest, and I'm just doing whatever I want. In that, you know, with very little code and no experience, I don't even know how to write a console application. I don't even know how to make these little green ampersands. But you know what? I don't need to know. In that, because Sentient DSLs let me write the application that I wanted without actually having to understand what it takes to write it. All right, so let's go ahead and close this and do something a little bit sexier. So we all know that with the demand of today's society, you know, while text-based games were cool maybe, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that just doesn't make sense anymore. We have things like WPF, and that's just really where it's at. So let's go ahead and, you know, let's make a Texas Hold'em game, because I just got back from Vegas with Mix, and I'm really having the bug to get some gambling going. So what we're going to do is, let's say theme equals poker. And specifically here, let's go ahead and say, well, you know, I want this to be a Texas Hold'em game. So I'm assuming that it's going to know what this means, right? Because it's much more smart than I am. So we'll say players equals 2. And, you know, I want to be able to play my friends online. So let's add online equals true. That seems like it should make sense. Let's say UI framework is, we want this to be WPF, right? Have a little bit nicer of an interface than the last game. We'll go ahead and say include chat equals true, because I want to be able to chat with people. And we'll call the name of this, we'll call it poker game. All right, so we'll hit Control F5. Let it generate it for us, and as you notice, on our home screen, on the desktop, we have poker game. So if I open this up, we'll notice that it created a very robust application. It's globalized, we've got stats, it gave us some graphics, right? Here's the pictures of all the cards that we're going to need. It knew what it was we wanted and just made it happen. So let's run this thing and see what we have, right? Because I wanted something that was using WPF, and check this out. So we can host games, I can join a game. So let me host a game. My name is JC, I'm going for English. Let's say start. And check this out, man. Look at this. I'm gonna create a new bot. I'm gonna say computer 1. We'll add this guy. I'll say start game. It's gonna start it. I've got a little chat. You are so going to lose. I've got everything I want. And the best part is, I don't even know WPF. And even better than that, I don't even know how to play poker. But with Sentient DSLs, I get the best of both worlds. I get online chat, I get bot poker play, and you know, I didn't have to even know what the heck I'm doing. So let's go ahead and close that. So while this is all fun and nice, and you know, this will make the kids happy, what about the business world? Now, does this actually have any application in terms of doing something that actually matters? And the answer to that is yes, in that there's also another section of DSLs that I can use called the business application. And just like video games, I can generate entire business apps with very little skill required and just using the intuitive functionality that I want as an end user. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, you know what, I want a nice financial application, and what I want to use it for is tracking my gas consumption, you know, because I have a very expensive car, and I want to make sure that I know how much money I'm spending so I can get a tax return on that. And what I want to do is I'm going to call this, we'll call this financial application, and we'll say, you know what, I want this to have a login screen because I don't want just anybody to be able to change my gas. I'm going to say include reports, you know, I want to be able to run reports on this. And finally, I'm going to say, you know, I want there to be a menu item in the start menu. And then I'm going to say, generate code equals false. Because I don't want code, I just want an app, I want a link in the start menu, and I want it to just work. So I'm going to hit Control F5, let that compile, go to my start menu, and here we go, financial application. So let's run this baby and see what we've got. So, because I said login equals true, here we go. And it's smart enough to know, based on all kinds of algorithms, what it assumes I want my username and password to be. So let's try it, and look at that, it worked. So with the power of Sentient DSLs, it just assumed and it got it right. So here I've got all kinds of options here. I can run some reports on loan balances. I can go in here and say what fueling purchases I've got, right? So I can go in here and I can say, oh, today, you know, I was driving the Lamborghini into work, so I'll select the Lambo. You know, I spent about $250 in gas just for fun. I spilled a whole bunch of it on the carpool, and I was spraying birds with it. But, you know, so I can sit here and enter in my expenses. I can say what's happening. I can keep track of my bills. And you know what? I didn't even have to know. I don't even know what calculations it's using. I don't even know how it knew I have a Lamborghini. It just worked, right? And that's the power of sentient DSL. You type the code that you think makes sense. You kind of cross your fingers. You hit Control F5 and just have faith. And you know what? It pleased me 3 times in a row. But the last thing that we need to try is the whole notion of media. Because if you, like me, you've been noticing that there's this huge trend right now around rich internet applications, really cool videos, you know, doing viral marketing on YouTube and all that stuff. And the key is if you don't know anything about video editing, how are you going to do that, right? If you want to be on the web and you want to be dancing around and doing stuff, how do you achieve that type of popularity with no skill or knowledge? With sentient DSLs, you can totally do rich media as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, you know what, let's just go ahead and create a video. We'll say the actors of this media will be me, of course, and my coworkers, Jason Olson. We'll say Drew Robbins is my manager. We'll throw him in there. And, of course, my home dog, Brian Keller, who everybody knows and loves Brian. So we'll say the theme of this media is it's going to be a music video. We'll say the theme variation. You know what? Let's do a little dedication to the Brady Bunch here. So we'll say that. We'll say include introductions, you know, because we've got some pretty powerhouse actors in this video, so we want to make sure they've get the credit they want. And let's go ahead and say the song will be what's a good song we can use? Oh, I know. Let's go ahead and do Rickroll. So I'll hit F5, Control F5, and let's see how that looks.